Something else we need to talk about very quickly here, too, that happened, what, a couple of days ago?
I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down.
Did you see the story that small earthquake that rattled parts of Ontario and southeast Michigan Thursday night? I think it was about 8 o'clock or so. It was a magnitude 3.6 quake, and it originated near Amherstburg, Ontario. Now, those of you who are born and raised like me around here, remember Amherstburg is the spot that the Boblo boat used to go to. That's where the Boblo Island with all the rides, that's where it used to be located, right across from Amherstburg. And my old friend from Visions of Canada, who we've been talking, what, to Paul Boyko, 30, 35 years or something like that, when you were downtown working in another iStore and moving your new one out there. You live in Amherstburg. So what happened to you and your family on Thursday night? Did you tell something was happening?
Good morning, Warren. How you doing?
Great. How about you?
Yeah, good, good. I was actually downtown Amherstburg at the time.
Right.
With my wife. It was her birthday, and we were at Ricardo's restaurant, and just sitting there ready to have dinner, and everything's going nice, and next thing you know, everything starts rumbling. And it's like, I'm going, whoa, I've never experienced this before. And my first inclination is that it was an earthquake, because you didn't hear anything else other than, you know, you didn't experience anything other than the floor rumbling. And I'm thinking, Warren, I'm going, if this is an earthquake and it reached Amherstburg, and I'm always thinking earthquakes coming from California.
Right.
I'm going, oh my God, did half of California fall off the into the east, you know, or the west coast fall off the planet, you know, and into the ocean? And I'm going, I can't believe this. And then I find out just about a half an hour later that this earthquake originated 3 concessions from my house.
Wait, a concession's like a county right there in Canada.
Yeah, County Road. See, we're at concession 2, and we're between Riverside, like the water and concession 2, and it originated at concession 5.
Well, when you were eating at dinner, were any plates or glasses falling off shelves? Were the tables moving around, moving from where you were sitting to maybe a few inches away from you? Anything like that?
No, that didn't really happen, because we're at the restaurant that we were in. They didn't have stuff on the walls like that.
Yeah.
But my sister told me that the stuff in her china cabinet started rattling. And, you know, everybody basically was leaving their houses to go outside to find out what the heck was going on. Because this is just not something that we experience around here.
No, not
and again. And starting in Amherstburg?
Right.
An earthquake?
Right.
What the heck?
How long did you feel it lasted?
Well, I think if, to me, it felt like it lasted about 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't just like a room being gone, right? It was like, well, you're sitting there, you know? Well, and it was just not something we've normally experienced.
Was it making noise? Like, did it sound like thunder at all when the earthquake hit you folks there in Amherstburg on Thursday night?
I myself didn't hear any major noise at all. But what can I tell you? That everybody in the restaurant was baffled. You know, they thought something happened on the roof. And, you know, but as far as I do remember, there had to have been some kind of noise, but it was just not something that I was familiar with, because I'm sitting there talking with my wife and I'm so concentrated on this. And then what the heck, you know, because you're in a restaurant. So if you hear a noise and somebody's dropping something, it doesn't make not a big deal, right?
Right.
But, boy, I can tell you, though, the earth rumbled where we were at.
No doubt about it. Very rare.
And it was actually upgraded to a 4.1.
Oh, was it? All right. So
yeah, it really was. Now, can you imagine an earthquake originating in the small little town of Amherstburg? You know, where on earth? And I kept on wondering, what would cause this? And you really wonder, actually, and I'm not saying that I'm a scientist to know, but the water level is up so much.
Really? Interesting.
The water level right now is so high. Last weekend through River Kennard, the one house after we had that east wind, this one house along the road actually just about looked like an island.
All right.
The water was up.
Get ready for work. Ask your people who come into Visions of Canada if they experience through the course of the day. What time do you open over there this morning?
Oh, we opened at 9 o'clock, but I'll be truthful with you. They experienced it all the way out to Tecumseh.
Wow.
People in the restaurant were calling all over because they were wondering what was going on.
Right.
And they go, yeah, we called. Yet, you know, there were certain areas in Windsor that didn't even feel it.
Right. All right. Paul Boyko, Visions of Canada. Go to work. Have a good day over there on Riverside Drive, right?
And thanks for calling me, Warren. Have a great day. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Anytime.